Phil Henry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Doing the talk show circuits is a former advertising executive named Brad Rifkind. He worked for McMahon and Tate in New York, and he is joining us on our Newsmaker line here this afternoon to talk about, oddly enough, more news. This is relative to what we were talking about last hour, the Elian Gonzalez situation. But he's an advertising executive who was fired from his position with McMahon and Tate in January and has been giving interviews to a number of different news organizations. He's been talking to a lot of different talk shows, talking to a lot of different television shows, and just getting his side of a very interesting story out concerning an idea that he had that he lost his job over. And we'll bring him on the line right now. Mr. Rifkind, how are you, and welcome to our program.
Thank you.
Sir, you were a ad agency, a creative?
I worked for an advertising agency in New York City, yes.
And you were involved in an ad campaign that you wanted to pitch to Michelin Tires, right?
Well, I wanted to get out, first of all, Mr. Henry, and thank you for having me on your program.
You're welcome.
I want to get out, first of all, that I was fired from my job in January of this year, and I do believe that it is a case of reverse racism. I think there was racist undertones to my firing, and I feel that it was wrong. I did petition the employment board. I do not believe was given a fair hearing there. I had contacted an attorney, and I'm trying the best I can to get my message out.
What you say you've done the talk show circuits? What shows have you done?
We did the Jenny Jones Show. I've been on Charlie Rose. I've been on Skippy and Frank Show. We're hoping to do the Chris Rock Show. And I'm trying to get my message out that I think I was treated very unfairly because I had an unusual idea.
Well, let's get to the idea that you had. Now, we got all the materials here. You were fired because the agency president, Larry Tate, a grandfather, was upset that you made an attempt to contact a potential client, Michelin Tires?
I made an attempt to contact the Michelin Tire people with an advertising pitch that I felt was revolutionary. I felt that it was something that built on Michelin's previous campaigns, and I thought it would bring a very valued and lucrative client into the fold of our agency. I made the attempt to contact them because Mr. Tate had told me that he didn't like the idea. I disagreed with him.
So the president of the agency told you not to attempt to contact these clients, and you did anyway.
I disagreed with him. I made the attempt. I did not, but I was going to make the attempt, and at that time I was terminated.
All right, we've got a lot of the materials. So this is an idea that you had around the Michelin Tire campaigns of old. Can you tell me what it is that I'm looking at here?
All right, if you have the storyboard, Mr. Henry, what you're looking at is an ad copy. It's a little boy.
I'm looking at a little boy, and he's supposed to be Elian Gonzalez?
He represents the kid in Miami, yes.
All right, what am I looking at here? This is the first picture on the storyboard.
All right, that's Elian Gonzalez, and you can see he's in a pool. He has on sunglasses. He has on Bermuda shorts. He's wearing a little guayabera. That is a Hispanic shirt that the Cuban men wear.
And a guayabera?
Yes.
All right, that's the long shirt that he's wearing there?
That's right. And he has a little box of cranberry juice, like the juices that the kids drink. And he's sitting there in a Michelin Tire. And
yeah, he's floating in a Michelin Tire there?
He's floating in a Michelin Tire. Now, Michelin did a great series of ads featuring the children in tires. They showed the exceptional safety record of the Michelin Tire.
And I remember those, yes.
Yeah, it was a very big campaign.
And this was an ad campaign where they had babies sitting in the Michelin Tire, and they, you know, you want good, solid tires sitting between, you know, the road and the people you love.
That is correct. We wanted to play off of that using this Elian Gonzalez kid.
All right, so you have a picture of him, Elian Gonzalez. He's sitting in a pool. He has on sunglasses, a Bermuda shorts, a little box of juice. He's floating in a Michelin Tire. Okay. And the camera is now zooming in, right?
Right. The next shows the camera zooms in on Alien, and he says, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used the Michelin.
Now, all right, before we go on, when you say, if I had it to do all over again...
I would have come to America...
He would have come to America on a Michelin tire.
That is correct, because it was my understanding that the boy was on a tire or an inner tube or something. He's floating out there with his mother and his stepfather.
All right, so you are you aware of the fact that his mother drowned and his stepfather?
I am aware of that, yes, sir. But what we wanted to do, Mr. Andre, was to show that there is a safety record that the great people at Michelin have.
Now, let's make this clear so I don't get sued. You don't work for Michelin.
Sir, I wanted to give Michelin a good idea.
But you don't work for them, right?
No, I do not work for them.
All right, this was an idea that you wanted to pitch to Michelin.
Yes, sir, because Michelin has a great safety record. It's a tremendous tire. They got a great safety record with their tires. I wanted to tie in all this hoopla around this kid from Cuba floating up here on an inner tube. And I was racking my brains. I got the idea back in November when I was reading the newspaper and I saw where they found this kid floating on a spare tire in off of Florida, right. I got the idea then, because I heard about his mother dying, that you could tie in this Elian Gonzalez. He's a little boy. The kid's face, I mean, the kid is an album cover. He's got a beautiful face. He looks like it's a wonderful face for television. Tie in this kid, have him float in a tire, and have that...
Yeah, well, you got the line there, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used a Michelin. Meaning
that if he'd floated up to America on a Michelin inner tube, maybe his mother wouldn't have died. We don't know.
And you were fired. Why?
I was fired, sir, because I made an attempt to contact Michelin. I went over the head of the company president.
And you feel that this is racism?
I absolutely do.
Why?
I will tell you why. Because if a Hispanic ad man had brought this ad into the table, it would be on the air right now. This is a Clio. In my business, we have what are called Clio ads. These are the Academy Awards of the advertising business. This ad showing the little Elian Gonzalez kid floating on a Michelin tire and saying, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used Michelin, is a Clio. It shows the safety record of Michelin. It ties in a topical news event. It also ties in a very tragic story of a little boy losing his mother.
Do you honestly believe that she drowned because she was on a substandard inner tube?
Sir, I don't know why she drowned. I don't know the particulars, all right?
But do you honestly believe you could tie this in and say, for instance, in the ad campaign, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used a Michelin, that if she'd been on a Michelin tire, she would have drowned?
I don't know. I'm saying it's something that I think you have to factor in. But the racism of firing me, a white man, because I've got a good idea. Now, if a Hispanic had brought this in, even if a black guy had brought this in, this would be on the air. But because I'm white and because it's good, they fire me. And we're very politically correct here.
Let me interrupt you. I'm trying to figure out whether this is good or not. I don't know about the taste of having a little boy sitting in an inner tube, sitting in a Michelin tire, floating up from Cuba on the Michelin tire and saying, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used a Michelin. I mean,
what's wrong with it?
It's rubbing me the wrong way. First of all, he's relaxing in the tire. He's got a box of juice.
Yeah, because if he'd been on a Michelin tire, the point is that if he'd been on a Michelin tire, he'd be having a box of juice, he'd be having a Guayabera on, Bermuda shorts.
And it would have been just a nice, comfortable float up from Cuba to Florida on a...
sir, I'm...
on a Michelin tire.
Sir, I'm trying to say that had little Elian Gonzalez and his mother and his stepfather floated up, figuratively speaking, of course.
All right.
Floated up to America on a Michelin tire, maybe she'd be alive today. Maybe if Elian had it to do over again, he'd use a Michelin tire.
All right, Mr. Rifkin, hold on. You've been fired. You are no longer working for them, right?
I do not. No, sir, I don't work for them.
All right, and you are not speaking for Michelin, right?
No, sir, I am not speaking for Michelin, although I think it would have been a great campaign for them.
All right, we have on the line here Brad Rifkin, an ad man from New York who was fired from his job trying to make a contact with Michelin tires. The whole ad campaign is around a little Elian Gonzalez lookalike who is sitting in a Michelin tire with a box of juice and sunglasses, and he looks like he's enjoying himself, floating, I guess, up from Cuba to Miami with the line, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used a Michelin. And I just don't know when you step over the line. You know what I'm saying? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Hello? 1-800, what? What'd you say, Michael? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. On the line is Brad Rifkin. He's an account exec and or was in an advertising agency. He approached or attempted to approach. I want to get clear here. Did you ever contact the people from Michelin?
No, sir. I told you that I was prohibited from doing... I attempted to make contact. No, I did not. I was fired thereafter. I no longer had the currency of the agency that I was working for.
And so then Michelin wouldn't want to have anything to do with you.
Well, I don't know whether they wouldn't want to have anything to do with me. I wrote some pretty good business for this agency, and for them to take what I thought was an inspired idea and throw it in the garbage.
All right, we're talking about an idea, if you don't mind, Mr. Rifkin, I'd just like to, because I got the materials here in front of me.
Go ahead.
This is your idea of an ad campaign was to put a little Elian Gonzalez lookalike, a little boy sitting in a Michelin, floating in a Michelin tire in a pool. He's got sunglasses, a Bermuda shorts, and a box of juice. And he's saying, if I had it to do all over again, I would have used a Michelin. Meaning if he could have come up from Cuba again, he would have floated up on a Michelin tire instead of the other tire.
That's correct, right. And there is safety concerns involved. Michelin's a safe tire.
And so the point being that if his mother wouldn't have drowned had they been on a Michelin tire. All right, I just have questions. I know that other people will.
Well, this, as far as I'm concerned, it's the Clio Award.
A Clio is a...
That's the Academy Awards of the ad business.
All right, here's Walnut on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I think this guy is a crackpot. I think to think that that's a Clio, I think it's totally done in poor taste. I think it's a stupid campaign to float over from Cuba on a tire, and it's an insult
that's
to the
exactly
white
what
race
happened. That's,
when
that's
you sit
what
back
happened.
And say that it has to do with races. It's
yes.
pure and simple stupid.
No, it happened. The kid floated up on a tire.
I think it's disgusting because his parent passed away floating
well, I mean, I don't
up,
know.
And that's
I'm...
not the way I'm going to go out and buy a Michelin tire. And I think you should have known better when your
you boss
said that no.
Michelin had
he didn't
the little
expect
kids.
You to go out and try to undermine him and talk to a client. Then they did the right thing firing you. Don't deserve any severance
this happens
pay.
To be a racist.
Pure
if
stupidity
a Hispanic man,
doesn't
if a Hispanic
constitute
man done
being
this.
Awarded funds.
That's not stupidity. It's a very creative campaign, ma'am.
I think it stinks.
All right,
I'm sure other callers will feel
are
the
you,
same.
Are you aware, ma'am, that Michelin had little kids sitting in tires? You remember those
yes,
TV commercials?
Yes, I do, but I think this case with Ilian Gonzalez has been blown totally out of proportion. I don't see that having a parent pass away, that this is a positive image and idea, and that it's something that's going to make you want to go
mother,
buy it.
I'm saying that
I think
the message is if
we'd
been on a Michelin tire, maybe his mother wouldn't have died.
I must think like your bosses who've made enormous amount of money with a in big campaign on many other things.
Well,
they
we
felt
haven't.
It was
I've
inappropriate,
made a lot
and I agree with them. It's not appropriate.
Well, if I was Hispanic, I wouldn't have been fired.
Why do you say
I
that?
I disagree, and it's an
because
insult to
because if a
me
Hispanic
being white.
Guy brought it in, a Hispanic guy said, oh, I know what I'm talking about. See, my people won't
I
be
think
offended.
You're full of it when you
no,
think
ma'am.
That it's a white issue. It's a stupid idea, and it got canned. And you got canned for pushing the issue.
Well,
and that's what you rightly deserve.
I really wish, white people would stick together on this thing.
Well, now,
it's
wait just a second,
issue.
Okay? We're not talking about white people sticking together.
Well, what's
stupid
wrong with
issue,
it?
Period.
Stupid
that's
issue?
The problem.
The kid's sitting in
and
a tire.
And if that's the only card you think you can play, that's really
right.
pretty low.
I agree. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Novato on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Calling? I'm just calling to respond to your gentleman here who got fired. First of all, I'm going to tell you, I'm Caucasian. My wife's maiden name is Gonzalez. My daughter's married to a young man with the name of Salazar. So I am far from being racist or bigot. I think this gentleman is. I think
I am. How do you figure that I am? What are you talking
me,
about,
sir?
You nut?
I have listened to you, and now you listen to me.
Let the man talk.
What
well,
you
he's calling me
done,
a racist.
What you have done is you have used extremely poor taste and tried to capitalize on a very sad case of two people's tremendously sad misadventure. And if I was your boss, I would have fired you too. Not for race, not for the other, but for being incredibly stupid.
Stupid. This is a That's very right. creative campaign capitalizing on Michelin's exceptional safety record with regard to their tires. We took a news event. We tied it into the advertising. We utilized methods. We utilized images that tied in our awareness of current events with the safety record of Michelin of the product. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Don't you understand that a woman and a man died on this raft, that this little boy is without his parents, that he is the journey up was traumatic?
Yes, the journey was traumatic. The message is, had he been on a Michelin tire, it wouldn't have been.
Well, the factory...
You don't like white people. That's your problem.
What you
you just wish you were brown.
What you proposed to do was taking somebody's misery and capitalize on it, and it showed extremely poor taste and very bad judgment. And I think, sir, that is why you were fired.
I was robbed of a deserved Clio Award, okay? This is a
Thank
brilliant
you for
composition.
Taking my call.
You don't know. You don't know the ad business.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Here is Santa Ana on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
I
ma'am.
I do know the ad business. I'm an agency principal.
Oh,
and
Jesus.
Regardless of whether...
What does that mean? Oh, Jesus.
It means I would be the one who would have fired him, not because of the idea, but because 98% of every agency's work ends up in the trash can before it gets to the client.
You got
it. No one takes unapproved work to the client without the creative director's approval, perhaps the agency principal's approval.
Mr. Henry, look at the state of advertising today. Creative ideas are rare indeed. I don't know what agency this person works for, but I pride myself on unique thinking and creative and individual effort, okay? She would have thrown this idea away because you probably don't come up with anything creative in your agency. That's your business.
I respect the fact that you were trying to illustrate and bring to life the safety demonstration benefit.
Thank you.
But it was done. I don't even think we need to comment on whether or not it was a good idea or a bad idea. I don't think it was related to race. I think it was related to breaking protocol.
Well, then it was jealousy. It was jealousy.
No.
Jealousy that I had a good idea.
Let me ask you, ma'am. You say you run an agency, or you're at least one of the owners of an agency?
Yes, I am.
All right, what do you think of this idea of a kid sitting in an inner tube or in a Michelin tire saying, if I'd had it to do over again, I would have used a Michelin? This is the Elian Gonzalez kid.
To use decent language, I don't like it at all, but
okay.
For the following reason.
But the
original campaign was, you've got a lot riding
on Michelin.
You've got a lot riding on Michelin tires.
It's right.
A picture of a beautiful infant, and it connected emotionally with every parent driving a car.
Right.
That illustrates the safety benefit. This connects to such a horrible, tragic event. It doesn't do what the gentleman says he is trying
to
do.
If a Mexican would have brought this idea to you, would you have run with it?
I wouldn't have run with the idea if anyone brought it, because it doesn't do justice to the benefit of the product.
Well, this is an ad agency.
These people, you know, I don't know, man. They're so far removed from the creative process. This was my Clio. I mean, I got the kid sitting in an inner tube, and he's floating up on the thing. What are you talking about?
It was that word Clio that made me pick up the phone and call, because it made me laugh.
This would have been a Clio.
This is like something that I'd see on the back of Mad Magazine. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like a satire of a commercial.
You know something? Do you do the ads for, like, Bill's House of Pasta? What is your agency? What do you deal with? Name an account that you people deal with.
We deal with major accounts that you would recognize.
Like what?
Major healthcare accounts. This isn't a contest for
what
we're
dealing with. That's some real sexy stuff
there.
HMOs, man. I'm glued to the radio or the TV when I see them come on.
We have Clio's, we have Beldings, we have all the awards, and it's for good work based on bringing a benefit to life.
And he's got a box of juice.
Great. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. With my guests this afternoon, Brad Rifkind, a former account exec for an ad agency, McCann and Tate, in New York City, and was fired for bringing to the agency an idea capitalizing on the Ilian Gonzalez story. He wanted to take this idea to Michelin Tires. We have the storyboard here in front of us. In fact, it was mailed to us along with a lot of other materials because Mr. Brifkin has done quite a few talk shows. It shows a little boy who looks like Ilian Gonzalez floating in a Michelin tire, holding a box of juice, wearing a guayabera, sunglasses, and Bermuda shorts, and saying, if I had it to do over again, I would have used a Michelin, meaning that he floated here from Cuba on a substandard tire. Now, the gentleman, I understand that you're a good man. Are you a father, Mr. Rifkin?
Yes, I am, Mr. Henry. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I'm sensitive, I think, to the needs of children, but I'm also sensitive to the needs of, you know, my family. We got to eat. And I am also sensitive to the fact that, frankly, I'm very talented. I'm very good at what I do. This was my Clio, and if I'm going to win a Clio...
You keep talking about a Clio, meaning the ad agency award. What's the big thing with a Clio?
The big thing with a Clio means I work, and I start working on big accounts. I'm not stuck doing the fried chicken account. I'm not stuck doing some Colonel Sanders thing, working with that guy. I'm with the big fish. I'm swimming with the big fish. That's what I'm looking for.
And this Ilian Gonzalez floating on a Michelin tire was it?
This was it for me. And they robbed me in the prime of my life. They'll pay. Don't worry about it. They'll pay.
Well, you've been doing enough talk shows, sir, to get publicity.
It's not about publicity, sir. It's about the fact this was a million-dollar idea. This kid's got a face for a magazine cover. Million-dollar idea with this kid floating up from Cuba on a Michelin tire. What do you think he floated up on? I don't know. I'd love to find out. Like, suppose this kid floated up on a Goodyear tire. His mother's dead because she floated on a Goodyear tire.
You can't say that. You know, you get into some areas of libel, and pretty soon you got yourself sued. You got your ad agency sued.
I'm not saying she was on a Goodyear tire. I'm saying maybe she, you know, maybe she was. Maybe it was a Firestone. I don't know. Or some of that crap you buy, that retread crap. Not this kid. He floated up on a Michelin. He's in America because he stuck his ass, excuse my language, in a Michelin tire.
Sioux Falls on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Pertaining to your guest this evening, I can't believe what I'm hearing.
It's creativity, ma'am. It's the advertising business.
No, it's not creativity. The reason you got fired, I don't care if you were purple with polka dots. I would have fired you for trying to go over my head because
right.
You would have cost me that account for the rest of the business. For the whole time that company tried to get that customer, Michelin would have been so offended, they would never consider going with your company.
Well, they had all their meds with the kids floating in the tires.
Well, you know something? That's on the same part as saying, well, use our gas stove. Hitler was happy with ours.
Oh, my God.
What are you talking about? Use our gas, Hitler. What are you talking about?
You're talking death and innocence.
What did you say? Use our gas, Hitler loved it?
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Use our gas, Hitler loved it. I could, you know what?
What are you doing? Are you writing that down?
All I'm saying is I could work that into a commercial.
Oh, my God,
you
sir. The woman was joking.
No, I would never. Let me tell you something. I don't support what Hitler did. I'm just thinking of ways I could work that in. That's all.
Oh, my God.
What do you mean? You're the one that said it.
I'm saying you're on a par with that. Why don't you just say if the Titanic had our tires, maybe they wouldn't have drowned either.
That doesn't make sense. The Titanic was a ship.
They went down.
Oh, will you listen to what she's saying? She's saying there was death.
I bet Exxon would buy
it. My God, man, that's a tragedy.
I bet you Exxon would buy it.
And I would have been so offended if you had come to my company and wanted to tie my company name to a tragedy. I would never consider going with your corporation to represent me.
You got to think big.
You're beating a dead horse.
You got to think big.
You had a bad idea, and that's why you got tired.
You
got
to think big. A bad idea. Did you just say I got a bad idea? Are you telling me that Ilian Gonzalez kid parked in that Michelin tire floating up from Cuba, that's a bad idea?
I am saying it's a bad idea.
So if you saw
You're unwilling to acknowledge that what
yes.
you think is a genius idea is
it,
bad.
It sucks, man. It stinks, okay?
Hey, Mr. Henry, you ever been fired from a job?
Yes, I have.
Did you suck?
Yes, I did.
All right, bad example. What I'm trying to say is that when you sometimes get fired from a job, you don't suck. They're jealous of you.
I would be interested in knowing, since you swim with the big fish, what other accounts did you work on that we would ever have heard of?
Paleman Shirts, which is a work shirt, a work boot. And I got fired for that because I'll tell you why I got fired for that account. But this is a great thing. You know those steel-toed work boots that workmen use?
Yeah.
Okay. I had a guy kicking his boss in the ass with one of those. And the idea...
Buddy, you know something? You know what I think? I think you come up with screwball ideas because...
No, this was a great idea.
So far, the only things I've heard of are accounts where you've been fired from.
They didn't like it because it's original. We hate originality in America.
Originality can be bad, too.
You hate originality, don't you, ma'am?
No, I don't.
You live in Sioux Falls. Where is that? Is that Iowa?
If you don't even know the country, I don't think you have too much of a brain.
I didn't say it another country. I'm just asking the state. What state do you live in?
Dakota.
Where?
North Dakota.
Okay.
South Dakota.
All right. Well, how much originality you got around there? I'm talking
we
about...
It's not about whether the Sioux Falls is original or not. We're talking about your idea for an account for Michelin tires that didn't turn out well. You got fired for it. Thank you very much, ma'am, for your call. 1-800-449-8686.
I got fired, Mr. Henry, because I had an original idea, and these people, they don't like it, all right?
What do you mean? So what was it? What was the boot company?
What?
The boot company.
Yeah, that was Schumann Boots. And what I did is I had a poster with a guy kicking his boss in the ass. And the copy was brilliant, okay, because it's a work boot for working men. Well, what's the first thing a working guy sometimes thinks? Boy, I can't stand the boss, all right? I'm going to kick him right up the ass, okay? And it said, for those days when you really need to give your day a boot, and I'm kicking the boss. It shows the guy with a clipboard and a pen. He's the boss. He's getting his ass kicked by the worker.
You got fired for that?
I think it relates to everybody, but no, not these guys. They don't want it. They don't want no originality.
All right, here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. This ad campaign that this guy is advertising reminds me of an ad campaign that they had in Taiwan where they wanted to sell heaters. And what they did is they put a picture of a Hitler on the heaters.
Yeah.
And somehow people didn't like that.
Why did they put the picture of Hitler on the heaters?
Well, to associate it with the ovens where they fry the Jewish people during the World War II.
Well, look, my friend, you're from Cuba.
I'm from Cuba.
How much do you really know about America?
Well, I tell you what, I came here in 1962. I served in the Army.
This would resonate with
my son
Americans.
Is a Marine.
What
else do you need to know? I vote
country?
And I pay taxes.
A Marine where?
In the Gulf War.
Oh, in the American Army?
Of course.
All right.
Was it Iraq?
Huh?
You think that he was in the Marines for Iraq?
I don't know. I don't know what country he is.
The gentleman is Cuban.
Okay. What I'm saying is that this is an...
Let me tell you something.
That Hitler
if
thing
you
with
put,
the heaters,
let
you
me tell you something.
Know,
you
that
put that
like a
ad
idea.
For Michelin tire, I will never in my life... buy a Michelin tire because it's so completely insensitive.
Let me ask you a question.
To put a kid that had lost his mother having a good time for you to make money on account of that?
Wait a second. What did you say about that Hitler and heater deal?
Well,
will you quit writing this stuff down, okay? God, the freaking guy who said...
That's the next brilliant idea.
So in other words, you want to laugh at a man who's trying to feed his family. Is that what you're doing?
Laugh at a man who's trying to feed his family. You've written down a Hitler gas idea, the Hitler heater idea. Maybe this idea wasn't even yours. Maybe it's you're ripping this stuff off.
Right.
Thank you, sir, for your call. Okay. This was a campaign having to do with Hitler and gas heaters.
Jeez, I never tied the two together. That's very...
Yeah, that's really good. Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Mr. Rifkin.
Yes, sir.
I want to congratulate you on this wonderful, wonderful strategy that you have of advancing your own premise at the expense of somebody else's tragedy. I think
I know what you're talking about. I mean, I'm in the advertising business, sir.
No, sir. You are in the self-promoting business.
You use other people's
tragedies to produce a result.
I use what's in the news. I use the news.
And no, you don't use the news, sir. You use
the biggest thing in the news.
Well, you use tragedy. That's the tragedy around you, sir.
Are you Cuban?
That is indeed my sense.
Are you Cuban?
And that you make no, sir. No,
you're
sir, not
Cuban. Then what do you care? This has got to do with a Cuban deal.
It has nothing to do with that. Any event that you could possibly pick would be something that I would be opposed to.
Well,
so why would anybody in their right mind, why would any executive of any advertising agency be supportive of something that trades on somebody else's tragedy?
You know, so I've been
you make no sense, sir. You're a loser that has to You're a victim.
Wait a second.
You trade on victimism.
So you don't see anything,
sir. For the last 45 minutes, everybody's been telling you this idea sucks
because they didn't think of it. And that's the lesson in life. This guy here, he didn't think of it. So I'm a loser. If you thought of this, then you'd think you were hot stuff.
Well, no, sir. I'm very successful, and I really have found success in things that don't trade on tragedy.
Very well put, sir. Thank you for your call. 1-800...
Oh, that's just good. Very well put, sir. Thank you for your call. I don't get it.
You've been running your mouth for the last 45 minutes. Don't worry about it. Saugus on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Saugus, hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I think it's disgusting that you think you should be allowed to capitalize on this tragedy of this little boy who's being torn between two different countries.
What about the idea that I had for the shoe?
I must admit that I give you
My idea was I designed an ad campaign around a work boot, a very heavy-duty, strong work boot that's put out by a company called Wilmington. And it had the guy walking into work and kicking his boss in the ass with this work boot and saying, for those days when you really need a boot,
okay.
Wilmington boots.
So he's kicking his boss in the ass.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't think that's appropriate to be making comments like that about your boss.
Oh,
that's
God, listen to this.
That
you
in
people...
itself should get you fired. But the point is that wasn't about some little boy's family members dying.
All right, well, let me ask you this.
All right, just let's take another call because we got to take a break soon. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. Here is Gainesville on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I had a question.
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
Yes. I'm very offended by this so-called gentleman.
Oh, come on. Let me ask you a question, ma'am. What if I flipped the ad? What if I said, if I'm sent back, I'll go on a Michelin? What about that?
You're gonna no. I'm not in agreement with
that. That's no good.
No.
If I'm sent back, if he goes back, he goes on an airplane.
All right.
Hopefully not. But
well, what do you want him to go back on?
Well, I think that's beside the point. That's not what the commercial is what I'm against.
What do you think about the boot up the ass commercial?
Will you get off the boot? Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
One second. Let me ask answer. Is the boot going to be in your ass? I would love that.
You'd like to see the boot in my ass?
Yes.
Hey, I'll pose for that. Whatever you like.
So you want somebody really kicking you in the ass?
No, not really.
Well, maybe his mind is...
Hey, if you buy the boots, I'll do it.
Let me ask you one question.
Sure, go ahead.
And let me finish my comment before you answer. You know, just think a little bit. What do you think about using Burning Cross, the Ku Klux Klan, and a black individual or a church being burnt down?
I think it's probably not a good idea.
Well,
probably.
Well, no, I don't think it's a good idea at all.
What's the context?
Using shell gas or Citgo gas.
Well, if you're doing barbecue or something like that, you could work it in.
You can work in a burning cross.
Your mentality is...
No. How about this? I got it.
I don't understand your mentality.
More Cubans make it to the United States on Michelin. Castro hates Michelin. How about that?
Floating up here.
Uh-huh.
All right. I got to go.
You don't take me seriously.
No, we do not take you seriously.
No, I don't take you seriously.
And it's a very sad thing.
It's extremely sad.
Extremely sad.
I just feel sorry for your son or daughter.
I'm going to go and take this to another
agency. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, ma'am. You sure you don't want that food thing? Jesus.
Goodbye, sir.
Oh, you're hanging up on me, too.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. So, I'm watching a television show with my wife the other night. you know, it's one of those TV shows that you watch. You turn on the TV set, and, you know, it's kind of a TV show there, and you watch it. A lot of times, you, if you're married, you'll be sitting down next to your wife, you watch the TV show, so you know what I'm talking about. So, I'm watching this television program, and it's about a prison. You know, TV show, movie about prison. Yeah. My wife's watching it with me, and I'm watching it with her. And it's on a network, HBO. It's called Oz. A lot of you people might see Oz, you know. It's the same network with The Sopranos. You know, The Sopranos is on HBO. My wife likes to watch that. Sometimes I'll watch The Sopranos, and sometimes I'll watch the news, you know. A lot of things on TV. If you ever tried it, you might want to watch TV because there's a lot of stuff on it. Daddy. And I look at the TV and I go, really? Because it's a TV show about prison and it features a scene where a guy's being raped in the shower. And I said to myself, oh, really? And I looked at my wife and I said, you know something? I'm going to say something right now that you may not like. But I'll tell you right now, I tell the truth, because that's what the show's all about, telling it like it is. This show tells it like it is. We don't hide from the truth like other shows. And I saw this prison rape, and I thought, and I said to my wife, with enough lubrication, I think I could go for that. And she said, oh, really? I said, yeah. I think, and I want to know what you callers think about this. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Tell me what you think about this. Don't you think, knowing what you know about me, because as you know, our show is very young, and we're one of the hippest shows up. We're very hip. Have you, in case you haven't noticed, we're very hip. And I'm asking you, the listener, don't you think I would enjoy being anally raped with the proper amount of lubrication? Now, I asked my wife, and she said, absolutely. I said, really? She said, unbelievable. So, I really think I would. And it's just something I'm coming to know about myself. Using a broom handle or what have you. So what do you think about that? Give us a call here. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Take a phone call. You care.